I would say to you a few things, first of all, about Apostle Paul, who says about the law. You know, for the Jews, the relationship that they had with God was only to obey some law. And if you obey the law, this is all. They did not know something, some other deeper relationship with God. And finally, of course, this God gave them a law. But the law, if you search, was very strange.
那如果你来查考这个看这个律法，这个律法是非常奇怪的。The law was not exactly just to be a good person.
When I say personally, I don't mean like many people today say, oh, do you receive Jesus Christ as your individual Savior? I don't mean this. But to receive God as living person in you and in a community of love with others.
那这个就是私人的关系，就是说在这个共同体，在神的身体中成为其他的人的一起的肢体。
This is why, you know, Apostle Paul says today, because in the Deuteronomy is written who ascended into heavens.
那这个我们在《帖撒罗尼迦》有讲到，讲这个升天。
This is in the Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, and this is written there. And Apostle Paul says, this means who? The Son of God, who ascended into heavens, and he is there now. The Lord did not say who, but it was for the people to understand. And this is why it says also that who came down to the earth. And again, of course, it means the Son of God. The relationship, you know, with God is not just to keep the law.
那跟神的关系，保持良好关系，不是单单来守这个律法。
Because you know, first of all, the law has a purpose.
那这个律法，它是有它主要的目的。
It is not the end; it's just the middle.
那它不是一个最终的目标，而是一个其中的过程。
It's just the way, but the way must a street. I mean, you take different streets and you came here. Here it was your purpose to come today.
就好像说我们大家来到这个教会，教会是我们来到这个地方的目的地。但是每个人来的过程不一样，你的路途路径也不一样。
So, you know, but unfortunately, the Jews, they keep the law and they forgot the giver of the law.
那这个犹太人他只遵守律法，而忘记谁颁予律法。
And this is why, you know, they finally, when the giver of the law came, because the giver of the law is Jesus Christ, they did not recognize him. Not only they did not recognize him, but also they crucified him. According to the law. Which is a very tragic thing. Unfortunately, today also, many of the Christians think that to be a Christian means that you just follow some procedures.
有很多基督徒就遵照一些程序来遵循这个律法。
Just to, for example, to be a good person.
就是单单的做一个好人。Actually,
Conte, you know, says, don't do the others what the others want, what you want the others want to do to you.
那我们知道，孔子说，己所不欲，勿施于人。But
one of his disciples once told him, teacher, I really don't do to others what they, I don't want to do to me.
那有一位孔子门徒就说，我是这样来遵循你所教导的。
But Conte laughed at him and said, it's a little bit ironic. I don't think that you are in a virtue like this.
那这个孔子就有一种好像讥笑的这种说法说我不大相信你是这样子来行这样子的事。
Because you know, it was not that the disciple, the student, was saying lies.
他并不是说他跟随他这个门徒在说谎。
And I use it as an example because the gospel says the same also.
那我用这样的举例，因为福音书也是这样子来教吧。Because
you would say some Christians can say, well, I'm a good person. I did not kill anybody.
那有些人就说我是一个好人，我又没有杀任何人。
You are a good person, but you're not a Christian.
那你是一个好人，但是你不是一位基督徒。
What does it mean? To be a Christian.
那什么意思是成为基督徒呢?
Christian does not mean only just to believe to Jesus Christ.
那基督徒不是单单只是来相信耶稣基督。
But to participate to Jesus Christ.
而是参与耶稣基督。
To be a member of Him.
而是成为他的一个信徒。
It's like, it's different, for example, to be friends with somebody. For example, to have a girlfriend, and it's different to have a wife.
那个关系就好像你跟某一个人成为他的女朋友，或者成为他的太太，这关系是不一样的。To be Christian means to get married with Jesus Christ. 那成为基督徒就是跟耶稣基督结婚。Not only just to believe in Jesus. 那不单单是只是相信他。And to have much more deeper, actually, relationships with the marriage. With marriage.
I say the relationship with Jesus Christ is much more deeper than the relationship of the marriage with a woman. Because you know, Jesus can be your source of life. When we receive the Holy Communion, we do what? We say that it's not the food that we eat every day, the real source of our life. God Himself becomes the source of our biological life.
那我们真正生命的来源是上帝，上帝是我们真正生命的来源。
This is the meaning of the Holy Communion. 那这就是这个圣餐，这个圣灵。 It's not a legal relationship.
我们知道，我们跟神的关系不是一般这个合法的关系。Like
for example, we have with the government. I mean, you must pay your tax and this, but the government is not somebody. Today it is this, tomorrow it's other.
那就好像我们是一个好公民的话，你要遵守这个政府的所规定的律法，你要注册，你要遵行很多事情。但是政府今天这个从政，那另外这个世代的时候，你可能就改朝换代，就换成另外一个。
So you know, from this point of view, we understand the difference that we must face the law.
所以我们要了解到，我们要面对这个律法。
This is why Apostle Paul says, it's not that the law that saves us, but this relationship with Jesus Christ.
那这个保罗所讲的并不是律法救了我们，而是我们是这个律法跟神的关系来升级。
But this relationship with Jesus Christ is not, you know, just some typical relationship.
那这个不是说一般很一般的这个关系。
Because you know, if somebody says, I believe to Jesus Christ, this does not mean that he is automatically saved.
那如果某一个人说我相信耶稣基督，他并不是说自然而然他就得救了。
Because first of all, what is salvation?
那首先什么是救恩呢？
Salvation is not to go to paradise, I mean to go to a place.
救恩不是说单单去到一个地方，一个地方，这个地方叫做天堂。
Salvation is to be with God, in union with God. This is salvation, not to go somewhere.
那救恩是什么呢？救恩就是与神的合一，那与神的连结，那这个就是救恩。
And salvation is not, of course, not to go to hell.
那救恩也不是说哦逃离地狱，不用下地狱，这就是救恩。
Because many people unfortunately.The most important thing that they care is not to go to the hell. But if you say to them, so you go where? They don't know.
那有些人就说，哦，他成为基督徒，主要就是要下地狱。他不要下地狱，那你问他说，你不下地狱，那你去哪里呢？那他也说不上
来。Actually, to say, to believe that Jesus is God, this is not a big deal.
那如果你说你相信耶稣基督他是上帝。这不是很重大的事情，讲这样的话。
Because as you see the gospel today, the devils also believe that Jesus is God.
所以为什么我这样讲呢？因为我们今天看到这个福音书，连魔鬼撒旦他也称这个耶稣是神的儿子。
And actually, you know, you see in this demon possessed person, you know, the demons they were very very afraid, you know.And they accepted, yes, more God.
那我们知道，这个魔鬼撒旦他是非常害怕这个耶稣基督。他说：“是的，你是这个神的儿子。”
Actually, his disciples don't really accept this, and this time the people, you know, we are not mature to accept this.
那事实上，他的门徒那时候并不是这样子来接受。
But I would ask. What does it mean, you know, the faith of the devil, is it the same as the faith of us?
那这个面对这个魔鬼面对神的这个信仰，跟一般人面对这个神的信仰是一样吗？
Unfortunately, many times we don't realize, you know, that our faith is the same as the devil's, which is not the same.
有时候我们这个基督徒的信仰其实是跟魔鬼撒旦跟神的信仰是一样。
Because the devil understands God as power.
因为魔鬼撒旦对神的认知是一个权柄性的。
And he is afraid of the power.
那他很怕这样的巨大的权柄。
The faith of the Christian is to understand God is love.
那基督徒要对神的认知是要认知神的爱。
And he exists as Trinity.
那他存在是以三位一体的方式来存在。
And we should exist in union with other brothers. And this is happening by the sacraments of the church. Not only with our mind. And this is why Jesus Christ helps you.He came to, not only to give God once, but to unite us to one, to Him.
那所以耶稣基督到神的我们并不是单单把他自己介绍给我们，而是要与我们来合一，与弟兄姐妹来合一。
The fact that you know we must understand God is love shows also that we cannot blackmail people by saying to them, if you don't believe, you will go to hell.
So we must have the knowledge, the knowledge is love. So when you preach the gospel, you cannot use a threatening tone to tell people, if you don't believe, God will order you to go to hell.
When Jesus Christ came out did miracles, he did not need to do miracles to impress the people and force them to believe to him.
当耶稣基督他在行这个神迹的时候，他行这个神迹并不是要让人家很惊奇，说他可以行神迹来相信他。
But only, you know, first of all, because he had mercy for the people who were suffering.
当他行神迹主要目的是因为他有这个怜悯心，他看到这个人类在受苦受难。
And actually also to fulfill the Old Testament.Who said that the Son of God would do this and this and this? So he did.
而且也是要完成来成全旧约先知所预言的事。
And of course, we can see, you know, the miracles don't always personally.
事实上，我们可以看到这个神迹奇事，并不是每样神迹奇事都可以说服人来相信神。
Because you see, when the people from this village, you know.They saw the demon-possessed brother to be well, but, and they probably hear somebody would be there. They saw that, you know, the demons went to the pigs. They went to Jesus Christ, and instead to thank him, they say, go away from our town.
所以我们知道今天福音书所讲的这个加大拉这边有两个人被鬼附，然后被鬼附的时候，这个耶稣基督把他这个魔鬼驱离了他，然后跑到猪群里面，然后这个人并没有来感谢耶稣，反而请耶稣离开那个村庄。
And of course, when Jesus resurrected Lazarus, then the Jewish high priest after this
miracle. And
also, we should not use the miracles to say, oh, this person is a person of God.
那我们不应该用这个神迹奇事或是奇迹来说，哦，你看他就是相信神或是从神来的。
Many people, you know, can do miracles, and it's not always from the demons.
那我们知道有很多人会行神迹奇事，但是这个神迹奇事也不是说全部都是来自魔鬼撒旦的。
Indeed, they are from God.
那有些人他会行神迹奇事，他是来自神的。
But they are not really. I mean, they are not sometimes, you know, they are not for the glory of God.
但是他们会行这个神迹奇事，但是他们并不是用来荣耀神。
And this is not the proof that they are in the right way.
那这也不能说证明能行神迹奇事的，他们就是做正确的事情，对的事情。
For example, you know, you see in the Acts, you can see or in the Gospel, some people they were using the name of Jesus Christ, they were not followers of Jesus Christ, and they were doing miracles.
那我们知道，在使徒行传还有福音书都有提到，有些人他会行这些神迹奇事，那他们并不是这个基督徒。
And also, you know, it is not only the Jews cast out the demons, the Jews were casting also out the demons.
那不单是耶稣基督可以这个驱魔赶鬼，其他的有些人也是可以这样子做。
By the power of God.
当然，他们也是借着神的名来驱逐。
I say this because, as I say again today, everybody says, "Oh, this pastor, this is very miracle. So this is from God. He is, you know, this is a truth that this is 100% from God. It's not a truth."
那因为我知道有些人会说，哦，你看我们的牧师他会行神迹奇事，他会医病或什么，那对他是来自神的。那其实这个不能100%来证明。
Because you know, to be from God means to be united to the one Catholic and apostolic church.
那与神合一是什么意思？你要是从宗徒所传承下来的教会。
Jesus Christ, for example, when he was accused by the Jews that he cast out the demons because he is friends with the demon and with the devil, he said to them, if I do this, your sons, which means your priests, who cast out demons in the name of who?
那我们知道耶稣基督他在赶鬼的时候也有人谴责他，他是用鬼的名来赶鬼。那他就来问他说，那你的祭司他在赶鬼的话，他是用谁的名来赶鬼？
Which means he accepted, of course, that the exorcism of the Jews is also from God. And it was, of course.
那所以他这样子来讲，也是说他接受这犹太人赶鬼是来自神的。
And you know, the high priest Caiaphas, before to arrest Jesus Christ, he say a prophecy.That
it's good to a man die for the people. 那这个该亚法也是宰耶稣基督的，他就是在这个审判耶稣的时候说，有一个良善的人会为这些人来受。
So, and the John Gospel says what? That he did not say by himself, the Holy Spirit told him to say this.
那约翰福音是怎么来讲这件事情？说这件事情并不是借着他的口来讲，而是圣灵透过他的嘴来讲。
The Holy Spirit speaks from whom? From this person who finally accused and took Jesus Christ to the cross.
那圣灵借着谁来讲这个话？借着这个要来伤害耶稣基督，要来让他受难的人，借着他的口来讲是这样的话。
Because he was a high priest.
因为他是一个大祭司。
So you know to say because some people are doing miracles, this does not mean that they are.
会行神迹奇事的，也不就代表说他就是与耶稣同在。
Because it is an easy excuse for Christians to say, oh, if the Buddhist do miracles, this is from the devil. It's not always from the devil.
所以，因为有些基督徒会谴责其他宗教徒，就说，哦，他们会行这神迹奇事，他们就是从这个魔鬼撒旦来的，那也未必。
Many times it's from God because God also has mercy.And he shows his mercy to everybody.
那为什么这样说呢？因为上帝是怜悯的，他要借着不同的人来行这个神迹奇事。
And many times also, you know, we remember in the Bible, in the second coming of Jesus Christ, there will be people who will say to God, "In your name we did many miracles," and God will say to them, "I don't know you."
那我们知道，在耶稣再来的时候，圣经上也提过，有很多人说，主啊主啊，我们都奉你的名来这个再来神行这些神迹奇事，但是耶稣却回答说，我不认识你。
He would not say to them, you did not do it. They did.
但是耶稣却没有讲说，哦不不不，你根本没有行这个神迹奇事。事实上，他们是有行这个神迹奇事。
But he does not know them as members of his flock.
但是耶稣为什么说我不认得你呢？因为耶稣不把他当作他是他们他身体中的一个肢体。
He will not say to them that you are killers. They did not kill anyone.
那耶稣当然也不会谴责他说你是一个杀人犯，因为毕竟他们不是杀人犯。
I once more say to you to understand that the church is not a philosophical society.
所以我要再次强调，这个教会不是一个在讲哲学理论、人生观的地方。
It is a participation.
而是一个参与的。
Actually, you know, the Greek word, the English church, you know, in Chinese I think the term Jiao Hui is better, because it's a better way, way is the gathering of people. In Greek language is ecclesia, which means gathering of people.
那我知道，在这个英文是教会是 church， 那中文我们是有的人讲教会还有教堂，但是我觉得教会是比较好一点，一个会好像一个会议一样。那希腊文是 ecclesia， 那是一个就是人们聚集在一起的地方。
And you know, ecclesia in the Bible has also a special meaning. to do the human.
那 Ecclesia 这个希腊文教会，它是有一个特殊的意义，就是说在这个聚集在一起来行这个圣灵。
Apostle Paul say somewhere, when you come together in church, Ecclesia in Greek language means to do the Eucharist, then do this, this, this. This is the church.
那这个保罗说，这个大家聚集在一起就是 Ecclesia， 就是中文翻成教会的意思。然后这个就是聚集在一起做一些事情，那这个事情就是在行圣灵。
I don't want to take more of your time. Only to say also, I found in my website some very good links for kids, for the Orthodox kids.
那我哈不想浪费你们太多时间，在我的网站里，那我发现了一个网址，那对这个小孩子是非常好的，都可以叫这个网址。
So if you go to the website theological.asia.You will see the links in the right part. It says Orthodox Kids. You can go there and you can print, give your kids, you know. To, it's very, very good for learning and playing, you know, and the same way to understand the young and the Orthodox Church.
那如果你到我们的网站只有那几个点可以读的，那这个网站上面去找，那你可以自己印出来给你的小孩，那这个是非常有用的。